Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey, what's up, guys? In this video, I wanted to show you how I can compete with some of the best design t-shirts out there on the market. And you know, I think I'm going to go ahead and just jokingly say that I famously am not a good graphic designer, yet somehow I have moved over $1 million in print on demand sales. How the heck do I do it? Well, I try not to make too much of a secret that I still sell a lot of text only designs. Like me personally, I don't know if you guys actually care enough to notice, but I wear a lot of like blank t-shirts, which is weird, right, for someone who sells graphic t-shirt designs. But when I'm not wearing a blank t-shirt, I like to keep it very minimalist. So like maybe a small little Nike logo or something. I like Lululemon a lot, by the way, but you know, that's a whole different story because that stuff is expensive. Or like even just a text only t-shirt design. It's my personal preference. But when I'm trying to compete in niches where the best sellers, and it's pretty often, I would say that the best sellers typically either have just a graphic or graphic plus text, well, how do I compete with the best of the best? In this video, I'm gonna reveal that, so let's get started. Quick reminder, I've got free resources for you all linked in the description of this video. I've got my weekly print on demand giveaway, completely free. Got my 7-day merch by Amazon mini course, completely free. I'll send you one lesson a day. And I've got my Amazon merch Facebook group, so check out all of those. All right, so I was scanning through some best-selling print-on-demand niches, as you guys know I love to do, and I noticed at one point that this shirt, well, number one, I was blown away by the design. Like, I don't know how people even think to execute a design like this because it's so darn good. But beyond that, I'm like, whoa, this shirt also has 1,077 reviews and has a nice, healthy price point of $17.99. So needless to say, they're absolutely killing it. They're making money hand over fist year round. This isn't just a seasonal design. It's, you know, obviously by the review count, by the, you know, just how good the design is. I know I keep coming back to how good it is, but seriously, whoever designed this did a great job. Okay, so I would say is it even possible for me to compete with something like this as, you know, the text only design guy, right? And it actually is. Okay, so I was going to Vexels, which you guys already know is one of my go-to places for pre-made print-on-demand designs and design assets. And what do you know? I found a design that is quite similar. Now, it's not like a pixel-for-pixel copy, but it's right along the lines of, you know, someone who's going to buy this shirt, you know, independent of the fact that it's got over 1,000 reviews, right? But independent of that fact, someone who's going to buy this shirt may consider buying this shirt as well, or, you know, alternatively, if it was, you know, placed side by side. And I'm like, okay, well, this is perfect. If I want to make money in this niche, right? And when I say this niche, I'm not actually going and trying to tell you guys to go sell in this niche. I'm just saying, theoretically speaking, the niche can be dynamic, but you can utilize Vexels in this case. They have a massive, massive library of pre-made designs by professional designers that they keep on staff. So I can go ahead, just download this, and I can actually upload it as is, or I can go ahead and add some text above, add some text below. I actually think it would be great to add some text above because it's already got kind of the curve, and curve text seems to just do really well, and kind of like circle style designs seem to do really well as well on t-shirts. So the reason I'm doing this, I wanted to let you guys know, Vexels, between Wednesday today and Friday, so in 2 days, you have basically what, something like 72 hours, depending on when this video goes live, I guess. But you can save up to 43% on a Vexels membership. So I just want to put it out there. This is something that I utilize and I try to be transparent with you guys. Every month, I max out my Vexels downloads. All right, so I'm just throwing it out there. Hey, if you're going to pay for it, you might as well use it. And I don't just actually use the downloads like to download, but then I turn them into designs that I sell not only on t-shirts, but on coffee mugs, on whatever makes sense to sell them on, right? And I try to stick to one of my core principles, which is occupy as much online real estate as possible, make it easy for people to give me their money in exchange for a product that, in this case, print on demand, a product that I don't need to go to the post office and ship out, because we either use like merch by Amazon that'll just do it all for us, pay us a royalty. Redbubble operates the same way. Or I'll use somebody like Printful, integrate it with Amazon Seller Central, upload my t-shirt there. Sometimes people ask, Ryan, do you upload the same t-shirt on Seller Central that you uploaded on merch? Yes, because the Amazon algorithm doesn't, it operates in weird ways, right? Like sometimes I will get sales on designs that I sell through Merch by Amazon, but I'll get it through Seller Central. And through Seller Central, you got to pay me price plus shipping instead of, you know, on Amazon Merch. If you're a Prime member, you don't even pay shipping, right? So it's like, why would people do that? Well, the algorithm works in mysterious ways, guys. I don't know what to tell you other than that it's not like some black and white thing where it's like, oh, well, you know, it's always going to go to, the sale will always go to Merch by Amazon instead of Seller Central. It doesn't always work that way. Also, like, what if everybody's selling this same design that I just showed you? Well, how is that going to work? The first thing I want to say is, like, just as we got to be like aware of what we're talking about here. It's print on demand. If it's Amazon FBA, I'm going to be so strict and stringent. I mean, I'm not strict. I'm not running your guys' businesses for you. But if you're in like my FBA course, like I'm always like, hey guys, like we need to really evaluate what our competition is because we don't want to just jump into some niche that's flooded when with FBA, we prepay for our product. But we're not talking FBA, right? We're talking about print on demand. So our payment in print on demand is not monetary. It's not money. It's time. You know what I mean? And we can, you know, like I always say, like I want to optimize my processes, reduce the amount of time I have to put in to create really quality listings on all the major websites. You guys get the formula? I know most of you guys that watch my videos every day, you get it. So, and anybody that's new, welcome to the channel. Please consider subscribing. Check out my Instagram. I show you my sales on my story every day to show you that it's still working. And hopefully it just makes sense. You know what I mean? So the things that I would do to stand out, if it's me, you, and everybody that watches this video selling the same design, well, number one, I'm not going to worry too much about what other people are doing because it's not going to pay me, all right? But I'm going to worry about what I control, which in this case is number one, the design is absolutely beautiful. We know that. The niche is validated. We know that. Well, what can I do to stand out? Well, I'm going to do my best with SEO. I'm not going to turn this video into an SEO video, but in terms of search engine optimization, I'm trying to provide Amazon in this case, and if I'm going to upload the same design to Etsy, I'm going to upload it to Redbubble, I'm going to upload it to eBay if I think the niche is trending well. You know, even though I've been on eBay forever, I still do have like limits on my account in terms of upload slots. So I try to make them count, try to keep my best sellers up there. But I'm going to try to provide phrases that I know people are typing into the search bar that are relevant to what I'm selling. Okay. I'm not going to like keyword stuff with single keywords, but I'm going to try to typically phrase match is what I try to do. And I try to prioritize the most important phrases in my title. Now you can guess what phrases people are looking for, or you can do things like use the free AMZ suggestion Chrome extension, or sorry, AMZ suggestion expander Chrome extension. Okay. And I can link to that in the description for you. And what it does is it expands out the autocomplete in Amazon, which is basically guiding us in terms of like we enter a seed phrase. Like in that case, for that design, you might type in like melanin, right, as the primary keyword, and it'll include some additional long tail keywords for us to target, okay? See what I'm saying? It's not like a black and white formula. If you do as Ryan says, you will make sales. Nobody can guarantee you that, but I'm just telling you, like, if you go through and you just iterate through this process a bunch of times, you keep sticking to the fundamentals that we know work, like being in niches people want to buy, being on the platforms people want to buy from. Also remembering that Google indexes and gives favorable search ranking to those platforms. So that's also like a nice way of doubling down, charging, you know, using good pricing psychology, providing good SEO. Beyond that, what do we control? Well, at a minimum, I'm setting up an auto campaign, which is basically hitting the fast forward button on helping, in this case, Amazon figure out what keywords my listing's going to convert on, because, you know, we pay Amazon basically to expedite that process. Okay. And beyond that, you know what? I can also, if I really want this to succeed, I can right out of the gate set up a manual campaign and provide keywords that I think are going to perform well to get this listing in front of the right people. And when I say the right people, what I mean is like people that go to the search bar and type in certain keywords or phrases. You can, with manual campaigns, basically cast a wide net or a very refined net, whatever you choose, and get your product in front of the right people. So this is how I would utilize Vexels to get a, you know, to jump into these niches and compete with the best of the best designs, even if they have 1,000 reviews. You know, it's definitely hard to compete with somebody that has 1,000 reviews, but this is where I would say put yourself in the shoes of the customer, go into incognito in your web browser, go to Amazon, perform a keyword search, and evaluate the landscape of what you see in front of you after you do that keyword search. And decide like, hey, you know, if I run an ad, is my ad going to show up next to 5 listings with 1,000 plus reviews each? Because if you do that, yeah, it's going to be tough. Even with ads, even if you spend the most, we know they typically put 4 products across the top first row if they're advertised. So you're not going to win every battle. But again, we're talking about print on demand. We're talking about you don't have to go and drop a couple thousand dollars to launch your product like we would be talking about with FBA. We're talking about print on demand. So don't overanalyze too much. Sometimes keep it simple and stick to the best practices. Do what you can over time. Keep iterating through this process. Occupy more online real estate. You're going to make sales. You're going to make money. You're going to scale this passive business up. And yeah, it may not be passive when you're kind of grinding through getting these listings created, but ultimately, if you guys have been subscribed to my channel, you also know there's a lot of automation you can take advantage of down the road. For instance, as I record this video, I got my uploader running in the background. I actually have it on my like TV up here. So it's like over in that corner of the TV that I keep above my monitor, but I can check, I can just glance up. Oh, yep, it's still running. I see it. It's pushing products to Amazon merch for me while I record this video. And you know, I love a good doubling down on making money, which is literally what's happening right now. So guys, thank you for watching this video. As I sign off, just a reminder, if I just blew your mind with talking about like how to, you know, succeed with a print on demand, you know, Amazon merch business, you can learn my exact methods as I use them to scale from tier 10 to tier 200,000 in my full Amazon merch course. It is linked in the description. So check that out if you're interested, or you can always like shoot me an email if you have questions. Guys, thanks for watching. Please like and subscribe. Check out Vexels. There is a massive deal. I'll put the link at the top of the description. I use Vexels myself. So thank you guys for watching, and I'll see you tomorrow with a new video.